Yank, the Army Weekly, presents G.I. Jive. Here it is, fellas, the music you asked for, G.I. Jive, the AEF jukebox of the air. To get what you want in jazz right, the only address you need is Special Service, Los Angeles, USA. It's your newspaper by and for enlisted men. Just put your requests in, and out will come your favorite bands and singing stars. Well, that's the signal to fall out, men, to rally around the ancient jukebox, because we're coming at you with another cheerful careful of hep ditties. So lean back and latch on to this first platter. Are you ready? That's good, because the name of the tune is Are You Ready? It's by Lucky Millinder. Trevor Bacon does the vocal.
Till his head gets flatter.
Are you ready?
What do you say, fellas? What do you say?
Are you ready?
I stay ready.
Are you ready?
I'd better be ready. I'm in 1A.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready to go?
Are you ready? Are you ready? If you want to be free, free to raise a family, get ready. Get ready, get ready.
When the captain yells attack,
well, all right.
There'll be no turning back.
Well, all right.
Lord, hear my plea. Let me see the enemy. I'll batter that ratter till his head gets flattered. Wanna be gay the American way? Get ready. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go.
Well, that ought to have the cats scratching and stomping. And now let's turn to an item here that you may get a kick out of, especially since it really happened. Two British soldiers were taken prisoner when France fell, but they escaped and made their way toward the Spanish border. They were about to row across a river when two Germans stopped them. Well, they thought their number was up, but they stalled and broke in French and finally found that the Germans only wanted to cross the river, too. So we paddled them across, said one of the soldiers later, and charged them each 5 francs for the trip. And from rowing, we turned to flying with the 6 hits and a miss who give us Bye Bye Blackbird.
Love stories. light, I'll arrive late tonight. Blackbird, bye-bye. Blackbird, can't sing it right. Blues in the daytime, blues in the night. Bluebird, what do you say? Let Mr. Jenkins take it away.
Indeed, yes, indeed. And now back to the notebook for a second. Let's see. Oh, yes, we were going to tell you about a funny thing that happened in the South Pacific. During the Battle of the Solomons, a Japanese shell hit an American battleship and sent a seaman skidding down the deck. He got up, rubbing the seat of his pants, shook his fist and yelled, "You dirty so-and-sos, them was my clean pants!" Well, what the Navy has done to the Japanese pants since then is nobody's business. But let's listen in to what Paul Whiteman is doing to Serenade in Blue.
Again, your face comes back to me, just like the theme of some forgotten melody in the album of my memory. Serenade in Blue. It seems like only yesterday, a small cafe, a crowded floor. And as we dance the night away, I hear you say forevermore. And then the song became a sigh, forevermore became goodbye. But you remained in my heart. So tell me, darling, is there still a spark? Or only lonely ashes of the flame? Should I go on whistling in the dark? Serenade.
Thank you.
could I go on whistling in the dark, serenading blue?
Well, this next tune is played for the radio gang on the USS Bagley. George Keyes, George Sillette, John Strand, Holland Chaffin, and Bill Pulladean. And also for Vera Schaefer, who's a corporal in the WAC. It's Bobby Sherwood and his band doing a thing called I Don't Know Why with Bobby Making with the Lyrics. Leaves us with nothing to do but call a halt for the time being because we're just fresh out of stuff. This is Frank Nelson saying so long, and I'll be seeing you. This program was produced by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America.